Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Kreutzer, and I'll be your host today. Autism and Scouting is part of the Autism and Scouting program, which is offered by Autism Empowerment. To get more information about Autism Empowerment and the Autism Empowerment program after this broadcast, please visit us at www.autismempowerment.org, or you can join us on Facebook and Twitter. If you're interested in upcoming broadcasts or listening to any of the previous broadcasts in archive or podcast, we have the information all available on our website as well. I'd like to first thank our last guest, Jennifer Cook O'Toole, who we talked to, about her series of books in the Asper Kids series and talking about the concept and theory of mind. We're so lucky to have her on. She's a big guest on the Autism and Scout or Autism Empowerment Radio. Many different times she's been on there, and she's has a lot to offer both Scout leaders and parents on ways to educate their Scouts and how to bring the best out of them. Just a quick reminder about scheduling. Our next show is on Friday. That would be August 31st at 10 a.m. We're going to actually have our anniversary show. Autism and Scouting is 2 years old. Actually, our two-year anniversary was on Monday the 27th, but due to some scheduling conflicts, we moved that back to Friday. We're going to talk about where we started from 2 years ago, where we've come since then, and kind of look forward to where we're going to be going. So definitely recommend that broadcast as well. Also, a quick reminder that you can listen to all of the past episodes of both the Autism and Scouting and Autism Empowerment Radio shows on Blog Talk from our Blog Talk Radio, now on iTunes. So that's kind of exciting. Today we really have an incredible guest with us. He's been on Autism and Scouting Radio twice before, where we talked about the National Jamboree 2013, what they're going to be offering, and then we also talked about just in general training and of leaders and that kind of thing. And Tony is actually going to be coming back on one more time that we have scheduled, and hopefully we'll keep on having him come back because he's just an awesome guy. Tony is the National BSA National Special Needs Chair and is also the webmaster for the Working with Scouts with Disabilities website, or WWSWD.org. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today, is the website. Tony has an amazing background, chock full of a history of working with Scouts with Disabilities. He's almost held almost every single position within the scouting world. As far as the Boy Scouts is concerned, he has won a number of awards. He's also a trainer at Philmont Training Ranch, which is a national training center. We have just a lot to go over today with Tony, and this time always just flies by so quickly. So, and welcome, Tony.
Well, hi, John.
How are you doing today?
Oh, well, I don't know where the summer went. Been very busy.
Well,
even
yeah,
working on getting the stuff for the Disability Awareness Challenge at the Jamboree back together again. But that's not today's topic.
That's not today's topic, but we want to have you back on to talk about that, because it seemed like last time we kind of, I mean, there was just so much to cover over it. It just, that one went so quickly, too. So we'll definitely, especially as we get closer and closer, definitely keep on promoting that. And if there's any scouter out there that wants or has a desire to help, there's definitely spots available still to be on the national staff, I believe, correct?
Absolutely.
So that's my plug for you to make sure you,
thank you,
get out there and help the National Jamboree with the Scouting Disability Awareness Challenge. Today we're going to talk about the website. Can you tell us a little bit about the website and its organization and kind of just what it's all about? Because a lot of people may not know what it's about.
Okay, well, it's been around, actually, speaking of birthdays, it will be 14 years next week that the site's been online. It came about as a result of my wife and I attended one of the seminars at Philmont back in early August of 1998, it was called Working with Scouts with Disabilities. Strange thing, that. And there were about 22 of us there taking the seminar. All of us were staunch advocates of the topic. And we had two volunteers who were facilitating the seminar. And one thing that came across loud and clear, and this may come as a shock to everyone, everybody was saying, there's no information out there. If there is information available to volunteers, where is it? Well, to cut to the chase, we pretty much came up with the idea, hey, why don't we, the web was really getting a lot of play at that point. It was on the rise. And we suggested that, hey, a recommendation coming from this is let's set up a website specifically addressing scouting with disabilities. In fact, our first suggestion was, and link it to the National BSA site. We went and spoke with some, we had some leaders from National that came and heard us. And they said, oh my goodness, that sounds like a great idea, but it took 6 years for the Order of the Arrow to get their site approved to be linked to our site. And we said, oh, well, thank you. Nevertheless, one other gentleman, Jay Thal from Washington, D.C., and I said, this is crazy. Let's go ahead. I was able to get my council, Marin Council in California, to host this a site, the WWSWD.org. And within 30 days, we actually had that site up and running. And it's been going ever since. In 2002, I got feedback from a gentleman, Colin McConnell, from the Detroit Area Council, who was really into working with Scouts with Disabilities. He was also very web savvy. In fact, he was the webmaster for that council's website. And he got together with Jay and I, and we redesigned the site. So the site that you see today is largely the result of the basic design efforts of Colin. Unfortunately, about 6 years ago, he passed away, but we are continuing. When you go to the home page on the website, you'll see we have a testimonial to him there. He was quite an individual. And as such, why did we put this site up? Well, I already told you that there was a lack of information out there, which I'm sad to say that still seems to be the case, but we wanted to at least, make a dent in that by putting as much information that we knew was available on this website. And we have been updating that over the course of the last 14 years. Have to apologize. It's been a couple of about 6 months or so, about 4 months now since I last updated the site, and I do have a list of items that I'm proposing to add to the site or update. Did catch a couple broken links in there, and we're moving forward. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I was first looking for information 2 years ago, your site was there was very few sites, like you say, even still today. And your site was, or the site, the WWSWD site, was one of the very first sites that I went to. And I just was so amazed how much information was right there. And I just want to thank you personally. on my end, for putting all the effort and time into it, because it just, even, like you say, it still needs updating for some things, but there's so much wealth of information there.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I personally intend to keep it moving forward. Going back to what I said about, we propose that this be linked to the National BSA site.
Correct.
I never lost sight of that. and I'm pleased to announce that we actually now are mentioned on the National BSA site as of, I believe it was last January. And for those of you that are into going on to scouting.org, if you go into, you log into My Scouting, and you look, you go into the best practices portal, you will find that this web, my website is actually referenced in there in several different venues relative to Scout Advancement, membership, and things of that nature. So it, there is a link in there now. Unfortunately, you have to get it, go in, you know, go through about two or three
level
loops to get to it, but it is tied into the national site as a best practice website.
That's outstanding, and thank goodness they're starting to move towards that, and I'm sure that a big part of what you work with the National Committee with Special Needs, I'm sure a lot of that had to do with it as well, so... But,
that helped a little.
What kind of information can a scout leader or parent find on the website?
Well, if you go on there, let's see. First, a little technical bit of advice. There is a menu on the upper left corner of the website. It's run by a Java applet, which is a little out of date, and I'm planning on updating that in the next go around. However, if that doesn't work on your computer, there at the bottom of the lead-in paragraph there is a hyperlink to alternative sitemap.
Mm-hmm.
That is another way to get into the site, because everything that's embedded in the upper left-hand corner is also on that sitemap.
Excellent.
So you can use that to get in there. So what do I have there? Okay, one thing is news. That's something I actually have to update, because it's got news that's anywhere from just a month or two, well, 4 months old, up to a couple, 4 or 5 years old. But then it's information, which I think is probably valuable regardless of how old it is, such as there's a presentation in there on what was presented at previous jamborees at the Disability Awareness Challenge. We also have some initiatives that were which are in there on accessible camps, accessible hiking trails. The intent there is to ultimately to build that out, but initially it was, you know, let's get some thoughts out there and let people say, oh, yeah, we need to be thinking about this. A little bit of the history relative to scouting and disabilities, and we have had some input from other councils and districts. I know for a fact that a number of them have been using this site as a reference point for their volunteers. Not that I've added it in here, but I know from experience I've talked to people, and that's where they send their scouters to get the information. We have some frequently asked questions, which has a lot of information in there, including the BSA policies and their fact sheet. Those two are about to, that's two other targets of my updates, because the policy, there's been some, there was a wording change, which we got approved back in May, and the fact sheet is about to be revised, and also, it will also include hyperlinks to all the documents that are out there. Let's see, Advancement. This is probably right. That's the one area that we've done an awful lot of work on over the years, and this includes
that's
the policies.
Quite a bit.
Yes, and over the last year or so, that's actually almost become a bit of a moving target because there have been some significant changes, some of which I need to even update from what's in there right now. And the, for example, the alternative Eagle Scout merit badge requirements. we do have the current, the latest form of that is in here. The next item on the list here is the Individualized Scouting Advancement Plan, or ISAP. That is something.
That's one of my key ones. I definitely want to talk to you. Could you talk to them? Because that's an awesome document, or that concept, if you will.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's actually thoroughly something that came out of this website. Jay and I, with a little bit of outside help, pieced that together. In the seminar we attended back at Philmont, about half of the participants actually were special ed teachers. And they were saying, well, why can't we have something like an IEP, Individualized Education Plan? And we said, well, hey, how about an Individualized Scouting Advancement Plan? Bingo. That's the starting, or the genesis of the ISAP. What does it do? Well, very basically, if a family and a unit use that plan and basically walk through it and fill it in, they basically simplify the process because the plan parallels the requirements for documenting that a youth or an individual qualifies as a scout who has a disability, according to the BSA policies.
Right.
So if you follow through with that completely, you've got the documentation all in one package. And I was very pleased, I think it was 4 years ago, in early 2008, I was preparing a class for a commissioner college on the topic of working with scouts with disabilities. And I was trying to get all the latest documents that were out there, and I was totally surprised when I came across, my scout shop came up with the Working with Scouts with Disabilities Manual. That's publication number 34059. That's got the green cover, and it's about a half an inch thick. And in looking through that very quickly, I said, wow, this is the best thing since, you know, sliced bread.
Right.
Well, smack in the middle of that, I think like the second of the appendices, was the recommended format for documenting that a scout has a disability, and lo and behold, it was the ISAP.
They had
made use of that it effectively, I think it's 2007 when the document was published, BSA identified that format as the way to go about getting the documentation. So, we actually had some indirect BSA recognition even then.
Right.
Additionally, that plan can go, it documents the disability, and then it can go on to say, okay, here are some proposed modifications or adaptations for this individual to advance for this rank. So, this could... looking at the Boy Scout area, it can document and propose alternative requirements for tenderfoot, second class, and first class. It can also serve to document a proposed alternative Eagle Scout merit badge.
Something that's probably equally as hard as one of the required currently, correct?
Exactly. It's got to be as challenging for the individual as the replaced Eagle required merit badge is for anyone else. And that, this is an excellent document. It's a real good, if you will, that's the foundation for someone who has a disability advancing in scouting.
And on the Cub Scout level, I think the ideal thing is if the scout is doing their best.
Right. modifications for the ranks in Cub Scouting don't care, if you will, they can be done, they need to be done thoughtfully, and they do need to have the approval of the pack leadership. But the documentation is not as tight as it is once you get into the Boy Scout program or the venturing program or the varsity program. The documentation does become somewhat critical because it has to pass through a number of different reviews, for the higher ranks, or well, for Eagle Scout or the higher venturing ranks at the national level. So
right.
They're a little more particular about that. And from what I just mentioned, there are very specific modifications that are allowable as opposed to some that are not. For example, merit badges. No modification of any requirement in a merit badge is allowed, which with one exception. The modification is an accommodation, provided that the accommodation meets the intent of the requirement.
Oh, that makes
the
sense.
The intent was to analyze something that was done. If you can, accommodation might be to verbally make that summary as opposed to writing, especially if an individual has a very challenging time as a result of their disability of writing.
Right.
And the intent was the analysis, not whether they can write.
Right. Or, say, rather than writing, if it's typed out or something like that, correct?
Exactly.
That would be, the intent is to get the information versus to punish the scout if they have a challenge.
Right. But, actually, we are sort of getting into advancement. That could be the subject of two or three calls. It's that.
Absolutely.
Because it is that.
I just wrote that down.
It's very challenging. I know there's actually a specific presentation that I and another individual from my committee put together for the National Advancement Committee, and they've been using that on a national basis, going through it's entitled Advancement for Scouts Who Have Special Needs.
Right.
Actually, one additional along those lines, one of the things that I'm proposing to add to the website that isn't there right now is a training heading, and then providing copies of the current presentations that my committee has developed, that I've developed for the Commissioner College, and I welcome any other input that is out there. I do have, for example, one which, it's about 190 slides, but it really, really gets down and dirty and addresses all of the specific disabilities and gives characteristics and strategies and the like, which is a very valuable document.
No, I can imagine, especially since a lot of that type of training never filters down to, a lot of times doesn't filter down to the unit, having access to something like that and knowing where to go to get the information is so powerful for almost any unit.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I mean, we do have some information, some things like that on the website now. Now that I think I just looked in there. I do have a training section, but it's pretty anemic so far. And let's see. Okay, under resources.
What else can we find there?
Well, the resources, we've got, the official scouting resources, like the Guide to Working with Scouts with Disabilities. We've also got the manual that I mentioned, and both of those can actually be downloaded from the site. They're also available on the scouting.org. But you have to know where to go to find them, so you can find them more quickly here.
Absolutely.
There are a number of other BSA documents, I mean, most of which are out of print. For example, that there were seven separate manuals that were all consolidated and updated into that manual I've mentioned before. There's a piece in there on recognition and awards. There are officially three awards or pieces of recognition available. One is an interpreter strip for American Sign Language. There's one called the Torch of Gold, and that one is a council-level award that can be given for an individual who has served scouts who have special needs and disabilities at the council level or district level. The third one is called the Woods Services Award, and that is a very special award. It's only one of them is made every year, and it's on the national level. And Woods Services is actually a community organization back in Pennsylvania that sponsor the award, and they're the ones who actually make the award. So those of you that are thinking about in terms of knots, this one does not currently have a knot associated with it, but there is a proposal that it also qualify as a community organization award.
No, excellent.
There's also another award that has been proposed. It hasn't yet been approved, and if you will, it's going to be called the Special Needs Scouting Service Award, and it's intended to be the equivalent of a scouter's key, because it requires a lot of different areas of service relative to special needs scouting.
Right.
But that's a work in progress.
Okay. So there's a lot. I mean, we have about 3 minutes left.
Gone
over. I know. It's just every single time I look at the clock, I'm like, oh my goodness. There's just these webcasts are so packed full of so much information.
Gosh.
What else do you have? You got 2.5 minutes.
Well, I got one thing, and I know for most of your listeners, this is probably the key thing they would be interested in. What kind of resources do I have in there relative to the autism spectrum?
Excellent.
And I am sad to say I don't have a lot about that in here, and that is also it's probably number one on my list of things to do, namely add a page specifically dealing with, you know, how do I work with scouts who are on the autism spectrum, and where are the resources for that?
And I think we talked about this earlier off air, that we, Autism Empowerment and our Autism Scouting Program, would be more than happy to partner with the website to help in any way that we can, personally.
And that is something I really am looking forward to. It's not as hard as it sounds. For those of you who've done websites, you know this can be done without a lot of detail. But that's something, you know, that's, if you will, the next generational evolution of the website, you know, getting some more specific information in there rather than, if you will, disabilities in general and where the resources are, now start to pinpoint some. Albeit there are some resources in terms of websites that are called out for the various disabilities. But again, at the time that I did this, autism spectrum was not really something everyone was conversant about. Now they are.
Right. And there's just to let everyone know, there's just a complete wealth of information around the entire site. And the site, again, because we only got about 30 seconds, is wwswd.org. And that stands for Working with Scouts with Disabilities, and obviously the .org, so it's a nonprofit. 30 seconds, anything left to say, Tony, before we go?
Oh, I've been talking a lot here, though.
You're awesome.
Anyway,
I encourage
all of your listeners, make use of the site. If you find something that needs updating or a broken link, I'm more than happy to get that input, and I'll get that on my list and get it fixed.
Awesome. Thank you, and hope to hear have everyone back on Friday for our anniversary show. Thanks again, Tony, and have a great day.
Thank you.